DW.
There's no shortage of customers on a winter's day at the local 7-Eleven. It's a typical stop for people needing to fill up the tank or pick up a few groceries here in Windhall, a small town in the northern state of Vermont. Just under 800 people live in this area, best known for skiing and one that depends on tourism. And even though tourism has been down over the past year, the town's numbers have been going up since the pandemic broke out. The number of people who declared residency here has doubled.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? So welcome to Vermont.
Thank you very much.
Kim Waller, a local real estate agent, has been living in Windhall for 25 years. If there's any branch that's been transformed by the COVID-19 pandemic, it's real estate. Kim is in the process of moving to a larger office space with her co-workers. With all the moving boxes everywhere, the interview is relocated outside.
Twice as many houses and condos as normally would sell in the same period of time. And mainly people were coming and appreciating another home, an alternative place to live, while we all navigated the COVID situation. So all our schools are full. So we saw a huge increase in the enrollment for all our small schools, which was definitely triggered by people making a long-term commitment. And so people went ahead and made pretty conscious decisions to not consider it as a vacation home now, but that it can be a home. This area, the majority of real estate sales have always been for second homes. So the people that are coming are similar to the people who've been coming here for 50 years. So I think what does happen, though, is some of the families that are here, now think about this, they're used to being here part-time, full-time.
What's made this possible is being able to work from home digitally. Many of the people who've moved to Windhall work in tech or finance and haven't been going to the office for some time now.
They're able to work remotely now. Their companies are allowing them to. They do not have to commute into Manhattan or Boston like they did before. So that made a huge difference because people could actually work remotely from here.
And as Kim sees it, the conditions in Vermont are now just right for these digital nomads.
After 9/11, we had a little bit of a surge, but that was only people from New York. And we didn't have the same internet capacity back 20 years ago that could allow you to work remotely. So now we have internet across the community and across communities. So Manchester, Dorset, Windhall, Stratton, Jamaica, Peru, Landgrove. So this whole region is rich with opportunities.
But for the locals, getting used to the newcomers has been a challenge in many ways.
Hi, are you Scott?
I'm Scott.
Windhall's recycling centre opened in 1976. At first it was a garbage dump, but it didn't take long until they introduced trash separation. Scott Bushy is without a doubt the boss around here. He's a down-to-earth guy and a sixth-generation Vermonter. He's been working for the town for the past 20 years and has been described as one cranky dude. But locals get it. The newcomers, though, not so much.
You know, you gotta know that where they come from, it's entirely different. United States doesn't have a national standard for recycling. You go from town to town, it's different. So that you come here, you don't necessarily, you know, you got no idea what's going on. We get them hooked up with a permit, we get them hooked up with their paperwork, and then one of us literally comes out with them into the yard, and we walk through the yard. And we explain to them what each container is, what goes into it, and we walk around the yard. The biggest thing, when I do the tour, the last thing I'll say to them is, like when I do the, please ask me any questions that you need, whatever, because there's one thing I excel at, and I'm really good at it, and that's hollering. So if you don't get it, and if you don't come find me, and I see you make a mistake that I've told you about, you're going to hear me all the way across the yard.
His work has changed a lot since around the end of the summer. Before, he had time to shoot the breeze because around here, everyone knows everyone, and the recycling centre was the place to find out the latest gossip. Now, with at least 250 new households in Windhall, he says there's no time for that.
So, I mean, You saw now in the main office, there's three of us here. Used to be able to run this entire operation with one guy. I would come in, I'm the supervisor, so I would come in during the holiday season because it would be busy regardless, right? I mean, so it would be two of us. Now I run two guys during the week and a third guy on weekends just to keep up, you know. And where we really see it is in the frequency of when we send the boxes when they're full. We used to be able to get away with, say, the cardboard box over here. This thing is a 40-yard box, will hold 5 to 6 ton of material. Used to be a month to maybe a month and a week. Now every 2 weeks.
But what bugs Scott Bushy the most is the mentality of the new people. It's like culture shock, he says, and to hack it here, they're going to need to take it down a notch.
I've talked to some of them, and I've said to them, you know, you gotta ease up off. I mean, you're not going to get anything by trying to bowl your way. And the other thing Vermonters are notorious for, you can throw them all the money in the world at them. It don't mean nothing to us. We make what we make, we have what we have. And I know that frustrates some, because it's obvious. Where they come from, money talks. I want my house painted. Well, put me ahead of that guy. I'll give you an extra $5,000. But here, now, you have your customers, and I'll get to you when I get to you, and that's all there is to it. Even right in here, I mean, I've several times have been helping other people and had somebody standing behind me, excuse me, I got a question. It's like, wait, just wait. Everybody gets a turn, but you gotta wait. And that, you know, that, yeah. Whew.
Normally, people would butt heads over these types of differences, but that's not the case during the pandemic, because COVID has brought life to a standstill. Compared to the rest of the country, Vermont, a state of just over 620,000, was one of the first to take the virus seriously. Coronavirus tests are free, even for visitors, and masks and social distancing rules are mandatory and usually followed. Life around here just seems a bit different. Even their roads are noticeably different. There are none of the typical billboards you'd usually see along American highways. Vermont was also the first state to introduce bottle deposits, and the last to get a Walmart. When it comes to keeping people abreast of the latest on COVID, they've even got a regular press conference.
Good morning, everyone. Today we'll hear from Commissioner Pichuk for a weekly modeling update, and then a health update from Dr. Levine. As you'll see, across our nation and across our region and in Vermont,
twice a week, Vermont Governor Philip Scott holds a COVID-19 update, which people find on YouTube or on the radio. Governor Scott launched the press conference last March at the beginning of the pandemic.
And with that, I'll turn it over to Commissioner Pichuk for this week's modeling presentation.
Thank you very much, Governor, and good morning, everyone. The COVID-19
Michael Pichuk is often at these press conferences. He's the commissioner of Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation and is proud of Vermont's low number of cases. And he's also proud of the growing number of residents here in Vermont.
We've been a state that has had stagnant or declining population for some time. Our workforce has declined, you know, year over year for some time. And our population has gotten older over time. So if we're getting younger families, if we were getting people with, jobs that were portable, potentially higher income individuals, that would potentially be a really good thing for our state's economy. So we were really interested from that perspective. And we were also really interested in understanding, you know, how many people might be in Vermont in the event that we needed to provide them hospital care during the pandemic, right? If we have a normal population of 630,000 people, but there are actually 50,000 more people in our state, and if they get sick, we have to care for them.
These new residents are changing the economy. That's already a noticeable trend because they're bringing their jobs with them, he says.
It's very good for us to have these individuals come with their jobs to our state. It provides a diversification for our economy. In the past, Vermont has relied on like really single large employers like IBM or GE or others. And when they, you know, get bought or sold or close or leave, it has a really big impact. But when you have a lot of people coming here with their jobs that are, you know, are different companies and at different places throughout the country, it really provides a diversity, I think, to the economy that will be helpful for us. I think there's going to have to be a recognition from employers that people don't want to be connected to their desk. They don't want to be connected to an office. They want to be able to have the opportunity to live in one place and work in another. It's been a priority of our state to have broadband connectivity throughout the entire state. There is a hope that there'll be federal dollars in the near future that will potentially help states build out their infrastructure.
Wind and a lonely dog barking in the distance. Those are typical sounds out here in Vermont. In the winter, the snow transforms the landscape into a winter wonderland, which is one of the things that attracted Sienna Martz and Mark Bauman to the place. The couple lives about 2 hours north of Windhall and about 5 kilometres or 3 miles away from the next town. They moved here from New York in August.
Honestly, it was kind of left me stunned. I'd have these moments where I'd realize it hit me like, wow, I'm living here. These trees, the open sky, seeing the amount of stars in this place compared to some, you know, areas I've lived with light pollution, it is just mind-blowing. It feels surreal sometimes, but it's completely fulfilling.
They're both artists and had wanted to move for a long time, but it wasn't possible until the pandemic hit. Finding the right place at the right price wasn't easy, considering everybody else was looking for the same thing. In a way, though, COVID has been a lucky break as far as their jobs go.
I think we're actually in a pretty lucky time period to be artists, because once upon a time you had to physically be there to meet art collectors, to go to galleries, push your work out there. But now with the internet, with social media, I think you can really be a successful artist and get inspiration from others anywhere in the world, as long as you have internet.
They both show their work on different virtual platforms and have seen greater demand over the past year. They make abstract nature-inspired art for the home, sculptures, pieces for interior decorating, wall art. And making it from here means they can also live more cheaply than in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
You like something?
One challenge to their newfound life in Vermont has been getting to know people.
We were living in Kingston, New York. Kingston is very industrial. It's a small city and had a great nightlife, great community of artists. And then during the pandemic, it became quite fearful, to be honest. It's a larger population than where we are now in Vermont. And I believe we lived in Ulster County, and the county itself had the same amount of COVID cases as the entire state of Vermont.
Yeah.
It's a challenging time to move somewhere new because just social distancing, staying at home because of the pandemic, it's hard a bit to connect to the community. Yeah.
In rural communities, I find that there's a xenophobia that's pretty much, you know, spread throughout the whole little group. Mm-hmm. They're very tribal in their mindset. So, and it's natural, you know. I think that's a natural way people react to fear, you know.
Well, we still have New York State plates, license plates on our car, so it does kind of create big target on when we're traveling or parking in the town or in the city. So
that being said, I think there's been a warm reception from most people, and the people that have been hospitable have been overly so, more so than what we're used to in New York. So
yeah, but I do in the end feel a lot safer here. And I think people are, for the most part, following protocols a lot more with mask wearing, social distancing. What do you think?
New Yorkers are pretty arrogant, so, and some of the most entitled people that I've ever met. So yeah, moving here from there, it's like a huge difference. People definitely are taking it more seriously, but I think it's a combination of that and the lower population. Everything's so spread out that it's easier for everyone to social distance and whatnot.
Challenges aside, locals seem to be satisfied with how Vermont has been dealing with the pandemic and are happy that their state is also reaping the rewards of doing something right. For Scott Bushy back at the recycling centre in Windhall, everything has a downside, but also an upside, like in Windhall's case with population growth.
I don't necessarily mind it because I do know what it takes to make the community grow. Most of the, let's say, middle to younger, your older generation here that was here before there was Stratton Mountain ski area and all of that, this isn't really what they grew up with, so it's harder to take. You know, some people can change, some people can't. Some of us will change. We might go kicking and screaming the whole way, but we'll change, we'll adapt to it over time, you know, and just kind of go with it.
DW.